Welcome to the HHN Network. I am your host, Ms. Herndon. Sorry for the brief break from our podcast. Part of it was I was sick for a few days last week, and part of it was we just needed to recover from our behavior with the substitute. But we are back. This is the week of May 21st to May 25th. We have officially completed Map R and Map M, so we are done with testing for the year. We are very happy about that. I'm going to print out the latest reports and put them into Wednesday folders next week, so you can expect that data next Wednesday. In reading, we have continued to read our fantasy novels. We are starting to wrap those up. A lot of the work that has been done has been really fun vocabulary activities or artsy activities like a word cloud, and that's done on the computer, and that's why you haven't seen a whole lot of work coming home. But there will be a written response on Google Classroom that I'm going to hopefully grade by the end of the weekend. That will be a literature grade. And then we're going to do some more fun activities to wrap up the year. In social studies, students have been continuing with their stock market challenge. They chose a company to invest in, and each morning when they come in, they have been tracking the progress of their company. Many want to sell their stocks after 1 week. I told them to hang in there a little longer, but apparently some of their stocks have not been doing well, so maybe the Memorial Day weekend would help. In writing, we are continuing our career piece. Some are ready for me to edit, and some are still drafting. We'll continue that next week. In Math 5, it sounds like students are learning about geometry and classifying polygons. In Compacted Math, we are working on statistics, measures of central tendency, mean, median, and mode, and being able to describe the spread of a data display. Next week, we will have Field Day on Wednesday, May 30th. And really excited about that. And then we're going to have some things to wrap up the year later on. Our last day of school is June 15th. The promotion ceremony for fifth grade will be the evening of June 11th at 7 p.m. here at Woodacres. On another note, I promised my students I would do this. We've been kind of talking about our year, and as a teacher, I'm trying my best to be a good role model. I understand that sometimes my humor gets in the way, and I guess you could say I'm a little bit sarcastic by nature, but I wanted to start to send some messages to my students that were more inspirational rather than sarcastic or snarky. I have a book here that my favorite teacher, the teacher that inspired me to become a teacher, gave to me the day I graduated from high school. And it's full of lots of inspirational poems and quotes. And I figure I could share a couple per week with my students. And I know my students don't see me in that way very often, but I want you to know that I do care a lot about you and where you are going as you head to middle school and wherever you go after that. So as you go, I'm going to try to give you some gifts of inspirational quotes, so to say. The first gift I'm going to give you is the gift of creativity. And this is a quote by Douglas Pagels. Be creative. You're the artist here. You're the one who can brush away the clouds and make the sun shine. Paint your own picture, choose your own colors, and forget all that business about having to stay between the lines. I don't want anyone to be held back by in their creativity. Continue to be who you are in the way that makes you happy. And that's my message for my students. The second quote I'm going to share for today I can see students who are starting to worry about things like middle school going off to a new school and that has a very new way of doing things. And I don't want them to worry too much. It's exciting, and I want them to enjoy every minute of it, despite the troubles that middle school might pose. So here's a quote. It's an anonymous quote. There are only two things in the world to worry over, the things you can control and the things you can't control. Fix the first, forget the second. You all are in charge of your own feelings and your own actions, your own choices. And sometimes we have to accept the choices that we make, and we can't control how others act. And I don't want you to worry so much about the new people that you're going to meet or the things that you're going to leave behind. Just want you to enjoy this time being kids. Okay, here's the rest of the podcast. I hope everyone enjoys your Memorial Day weekend, and enjoy.
Hello, this is Maria with the weather. Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be pretty hot. The highest will be 86 and the lowest will be 66. And on Saturday and Sunday, it will rain. And throughout the week, the highest will be 87 and the lowest will be 66. And on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's going to rain. There will be 40% of precipitation, and the wind will be highest of 7. And so it's going to be a pretty hot week with a lot of rain. See you next time. Bye.
Top 5 animes you should watch.
Sponsored by Puffy Dog Cat Network.
Number 5, Devil Part Timer. Devil Part Timer is about two demons bent on wrecking the universe till one day a knight from a different universe fought them and banished them to Earth in human forms. One of them gets a job at a fast food joint and has to live on Earth.
Number 4, Fullmetal Alchemist. Fullmetal Alchemist, the original, is about Ed and Al who attempt to forbidden alchemy, human transmutation, and lose his brother's body and his arm and leg.
Number 3, Sword Art Online. Sword Art Online is an anime about a kid named Kirito who is an early access player in a video game called SAO, Sword Art Online. It's in virtual reality, and when it came out, it started, and he tried to exit. He got stuck in the game. Then there was a meeting that had been called by the creator. The creator told them all about why they were stuck. He wanted to create a different life. But then they found out if you die in this game, you die in real life.
Number 2, Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail is about a magic guild called Fairy Tail that has misfit but very strong wizards in all of their adventures.
Number 1, Seven Deadly Sins. Seven Deadly Sins is an anime about a legendary group of heroes/outlaws that were framed by holy knights who have been protecting the kingdom for hundreds of years. But then they turn bad, and then the holy knights turn bad and imprison the king and princess. So another princess escapes and is trying to find the seven deadly sins to stop the holy knights. Now, one more that you should watch that didn't quite make it on the list.
Naruto. Naruto is an anime about a kid with the spirit of the nine-tailed fox inside him, and he has to learn to control it. The nine-tailed fox is a giant fox that can destroy cities, and he is determined to become the Hokage in the world of ninjas.
The end. This was made by Emerson
and Wiley.
Hello, we're back with the HHN, and I'm Sophia.
And Sophie.
And today we are going to be telling you some news about Field Day.
Yay.
Okay, so, bum-ba-dum-ba-dum, for Tug of War, we are
Sweden.
And so, also, drink muscle milk.
And make sure you wear blue and yellow, because those are the flag's colors. Muscle milk gives you muscles.
And just wear mostly blue, because we're going to have tape that's yellow.
Yeah, we put tape on our shirts. Yellow tape.
That's extremely fascinating. Thank you very much. And tug of war starts at
2 o'clock on May 30th.
So please come immediately.
I don't know what that means, but go Team Herndon. We have Leanne and Daria here for some musical recommendations.
Hello. I recommend the musical Les Mis, or Les Miserables. It is about a prisoner who had spent 19 years in prison being a slave for the French government. And then he breaks out, and then adopts a child who's named Cosette, and then soon goes from hatred to kindness.
Sounds like a great story. Okay. So thank you, Leanne and Daria.
Welcome back to Herndon Feud, and here's your host, Milo. Welcome back to Herndon Feud. Today we have Wiley and Patricio versus Owen and Emerson. Today, our question for both teams is the most popular girl baby names. We specifically picked boys for this one because we thought girls would actually be good at this. So, yeah. Okay.
Is this for this year?
Yeah.
Because they change every year.
Yeah. And so our clue for the first name, it starts with an E. You can buzz in by hitting the table when the round starts. The round starts in 3, 2, 1. Go. Wiley buzzed in first. What is your answer?
Emma.
That is correct. 500 points for Wiley and Patricio. The second name on the list, it is a girl's name in this class, and their last name starts with an H. You're not a contestant, Miss Herndon.
Am I not playing?
But it's called Herndon.
That's because it's art. Is Herndon. The round starts in 3, 2, 1, go! Owen was the first to buzz in.
Olivia.
Yes!
That is correct. 400 points for Owen and Emerson. We have one round left. Whoever wins this round wins it all. Our last clue. The first and last letter are a vowel, and they are the same vowel. Ready? The round starts in 3, 2, 1, go. It starts with an A. Patricio is the first to buzz in.
Ava.
That is correct. Patricio and Wiley have won the prize for today. We do not know what it is, but we're sure it will be very good. That was your episode of Herndon Feud. I'm your host, Milo.
That was Herndon Feud. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah, let's go.
How are we doing?
Hey guys, welcome back to
Can't Beat Herndon.
This is Maria
and Kyla,
and we're excited to give you our newest episode. We are here with Owen and Ingmar.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And Miss Herndon. Our topic this week is my class. We will be asking our contestants questions relating to students in our class. Are you ready? Go! First, let's start off with our student players. Is Romina Persian, Filipino, or Native American?
Hurry up. Native American.
That is incorrect. It was Persian. Okay.
Okay, Miss Herndon up next. What is Emerson's favorite color?
Ouch.
Blue.
Ouch.
Green.
That is correct. The scoreboard is 1-0 with Miss Herndon at 1.
Yeah, Herndon. Owen and Ingmar, here. What is Carter's favorite food?
Oh, no.
Chipotle burritos.
No, the actual answer is steak fajitas at Uncle Julio's. Miss Herndon, I have a question about Maria here. What is Maria's favorite book?
I've done this like so many times.
It's a fantasy book. It's like a. It's like a. It's got something with fantasy elements.
10 seconds.
Harry Potter.
That is incorrect. What's your favorite book, Maria?
Land of Stories.
I forgot. I knew that, though. Okay. At one point, I knew it.
I have a question about Kyla. Fill in the blanks. Kyla is 1/8 blank.
Japanese.
No.
That is incorrect. It was Native American.
I'm actually half Japanese. Oh, Miss Herndon next. What is Milo's least favorite movie?
You should know this.
Uh-huh.
You really should.
You should know this.
What's a why not why?
What? You don't.
Jack and Rose.
A documentary Carter, around the current president of the United States.
Well, yeah, I know you're a Redskins fan.
Cowboys.
And so there are no movies about Cowboys or Eagles or Giants. Well, there might be. Wait, is this a sports movie?
No.
It's
an
animated.
10 seconds. Oh. Lion King.
That is incorrect. The score is 1 Miss Herndon and 0 Ingmar and Owen.
And the answer was Frozen.
Ingmar and Owen up. What is Zoe's favorite animal besides a cat?
Dog, I guess.
No, I know the answer.
Okay, what?
Dolphin.
Okay. Well, that is incorrect, correct. But really that was dolphin was really close. The correct answer was narwhal.
Miss Herndon, what is Daria's least favorite color?
Pink.
I'm sorry, the correct answer was orange.
What?
Final round. Remember, whoever gets this question correct gets 3 points. You have 15 seconds to respond. Ready, go. What is Leanne's favorite sport?
Oh, you guys are doomed.
Wait, give us a second.
It's not really a
sport.
Chess,
obviously.
It's not a sport?
No, it is.
Kind of.
Ice skating?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Football, I'm going to freak out.
Swimming.
That those answers were both incorrect.
Oh,
the correct.
We get another chance.
Oh, okay.
You do?
Sure.
You
do? Yeah. Why not?
Okay. Sure.
Why not?
It's a basic sport.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like something that's incorporated in every sport.
I do it. By the way, I do it.
Soccer.
No.
Soccer's not incorporated in every sport.
Basketball.
Mostly.
That's right.
I think
you got
this. Just say quickly.
Basketball?
Both those are both incorrect.
Volleyball.
No. It's incorporated in every sport.
Every sport.
Not every sport.
Every sport.
I said.
Guys.
Oh, I don't know this.
Three.
Football, I guess.
No. That is incorrect.
Basketball.
Incorrect.
Oh my gosh, what's
guess?
It was running.
That's what I was gonna say. It's
incorporated in the game. Fine! Well, we already said it. Okay.
We're swimming.
No,
I'm
swimming is an actual sport. Congratulations, Miss Herndon. You beat Owen and Ingmar. Great job. Before we tune out, here's a little hint for next time. Our contestants will be an animal lover and a bookworm. See you next time on Can't Beat Herndon.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to the HHN Network. And always remember to dib, 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 and all that rot. Do your best.